We're running and gunning and saying our thoughts. Though we have different minds, at the same time we bring the song to help your mind grow in the mental. Give knowledge with advice plus all essentials. So if you haven't heard, then act like you know. It's the Runner and Gunner Show. Runner and Gunner Show. The Runner and Gunner Show. Gunner.
What's up, everybody? It's another version of Monday Morning Show. Monday Morning Show that you've all been waiting for.
The Runner and Gunner Show.
Yeah, oh, it's good over there. That's what we're doing
now. Monday Morning Puffs.
Monday morning puffs.
Welcome to the Runner and Gunner Show. We hope that your Monday morning traffic isn't going too bad because we just want to make sure that everything is better and your pleasure is always going well. So we want to talk about cheers, Gunner.
Cheers, Gunner.
All right,
but we just want to talk about the most influential bands of the 90s.
So, there are so many influential bands.
Was it the Wallflowers? Was it Oasis? Was it Nirvana?
Nirvana.
Was it Pearl Jam? Do pearls have jam?
Pearls do have jams. If you jam if you get your knife stuck in a pearl, it will get jammed.
Oh, yeah.
So they might get jammed, and then you might end up cutting your hand. So be careful with those pearl jams. But there is it's R.E.M. But R.E.M. is actually 80s and 90s. So it's...
Was it Nine Inch Nails?
Was it Pumpkins?
Was it the Cranberries?
Smashing So Much Pumpkins. So there's so many different bands out there that you could actually ask. So we're discluding hip-hop bands. We're not talking about hip-hop. We're straight talking about rock, classic rock, alternative rock. You want to categorize yourself.
We can talk about hip hop if that's who it was.
If you want to go straight roll. To influential bands, my most
saying,
influential
we said bands,
band,
period.
Okay, if you want to go that route, then it's a whole different issue. Because I know people out there are going to be like, Runner Gunner, what the hell are you guys talking about? You guys are disincluding soul, R&B, rap. You're only throwing in that classic, or not that classic, but the alternative classic stuff.
I got the only solution to this problem.
What is it?
We go smoke a bowl, and after we come back from
commercial break,
we talk about the most influential band of the 90s.
Upon you.
And if you are a 90s Lenny listening to this podcast,
really close.
Then you are going to want to stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For what's about to happen.
So no more RC.
Oh man, I just got freaking ketchup stains all over my shirt and I'm going out on a date.
Whenever you get ketchup stains all day, we got the best Tide that can clean your life.
Oh man, I got ketchup stains on my shirt again.
Throw a pot or throw liquid. It will make your life so much better.
Whoa. Now I'm always going to use Tide Pods.
Don't forget to best spin for Tide.
I hope you enjoyed the commercials, and we will be back after this
puff
break.
To the sky. Wednesday. All day.
It's
Let's
Monday.
Get the oh shoot!
This is the Monday show. Nope. Hold on. Can I crack?
Redo it.
Runner.
Redo it.
No, runner. Runner. Monday morning crack. Oh yeah.
All right. Let's go then. Now it's time. So that was calling about sooner or later. The rewind will get you nowhere unless
it will get you nowhere.
Know where you're going in the first place, which
unless
is
you know where you're
the
going.
Best place to go. And that is in your mind and in your soul. And here we go. Let's
this is the
talk
Monday
about
morning show,
everything.
So we're
going
to let that song run just
about
a little
Monday.
Extra longer than the YouTube edition.
And we want you guys to have a beautiful Monday all day. Because that's all you
beautiful
do.
Week. You know, if you could have a great Monday, you could have a great life.
Mondays are the best things that we got to do. And let's get in the traffic area. You know, park in the zone. Stay in the zone. Listen to us. And do not turn your telephone to a different direction.
Do not be a pedestrian. Everybody out there.
Because if you do.
Do not be a pedestrian.
You will get.
Do not be a civilian.
Pulled over too. And there are many people that are pulled over.
VA.
We love them all.
Agent.
Pulled over or not. You know, getting out of your spot. Fools are blocking your spot. It doesn't matter. You know, because
Seinfeld.
Everybody's good.
I know what happens when you block a New Yorker spot. They stay there 16 hours. And then when you finally get your spot, is it worth it?
Is it really worth it? Yeah, well, no.
It's
well,
not.
Maybe.
We live in California where that is not worth it.
Oh.
There is way much more I need to do in 16 hours than
16 hours plus
beat somebody at their parking spot.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes down out here because it takes about a long time.
No, that was New York.
You lived anywhere in New York.
Ooh,
and you're
Los
looking
Angeles
for a location.
Is even worse, baby.
And your smog is in your destination.
Exactly.
Then the fog within
you gotta pay for that.
Your declaration is gonna be $125 per hour.
Times
and you don't
three.
Want that. You don't want that any day of your life. So when we evolve eventually, we're going to make stuff lower. Like, we're going to have our own place.
Energy
where
is going to be
they
sophisticated.
They can park you or they can take you. So things will only improve in our watch. And that is what's going to be resolved about the life of
Thank
the Lennies. So besides that,
we started it.
The day is good and everything is lovely on a beautiful Monday morning for you guys in traffic. So enjoy
Monday
your traffic
13th?
And do not honk at your person on the 13th. What? Don't worry about that guy ahead of you. He's slower than you. He sucks. So just do not honk your horn at him yet unless he cuts you off. Then that's a whole different situation. So now what we're talking about is...
It's going to be
Halloween
pretty soon. And guess what I'm going to see in Halloween? No, I'm not going to see another one of those horror movies.
What?
I'm going to see a horror live action movie.
When?
What is it called?
Why?
Rolling Stones Concert 2017.
So, what you're saying, Gunner,
Charlie Watts is dead.
Rest one man,
Mick Jagger,
greatest soul, and the
Keith
rest
Richards,
of the guys are icons.
And Ronnie Woods, along with the drummer, who's been standing in for Chuck for years.
Who is his name? I don't know who you're talking about. But
his name is Chubby.
His name is Chubby Chucky. Chubby Chucky Chucky. Who's that? Chubby Chucky Chucky. But anyways, that guy will soon not drum behind the greatest group that is still living till this time. And the best group that was living has already passed on, except for two legends, who are Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr.
Both
of those guys
John
were
Lennon
amazing.
Would have been there.
John Lennon,
George Harrison should have been there.
Circus Part 2, but with all the Beatles, all the Stones.
It was Circus Part 7
remaining.
At this time, Yoko Ono would be there because she's still alive. Linda
she doesn't count.
Would not be
Linda
there.
Linda would not be count. No, well, I was talking about the stars of the band, not
but
the
just look what Paul
not
does
the backup
to people.
Group. Unless you want to talk about Wings, and there would be
Paul,
like
look at
12
Paul
or 13
destroyed
people
Brian from
behind Paul.
The Beach Boys.
And Ringo's All-Star group would have also had a lot of people behind him.
Paul
so,
destroyed John Lennon. Paul destroyed
great.
Michael Jackson.
He didn't
like his power, his force to Paul. Look at what Paul did to Dave Grohl. His power is just—he's a very intelligent human being. That's what people forget. That Paul McCartney.
Are you talking
is,
about McCartney, a bass player, a simple bass player
a
from
bass player?
Liverpool? Is that who you're talking about? A simple-minded bass player from New
a
England.
Simple-minded.
Well, I came from
bass
a
player
whole different place,
from
and
New
I'm not even from
where?
Liverpool, UK, New England, Boston. Those guys are from Boston. I thought they had the tea party and everything, and they were throwing cartons. I thought I saw them throwing stuff off the freaking shore, but I wasn't sure, so I didn't know who it was. And then I seen no one, and I was like, it was me. So, the guy who got busted.
Wait.
Then, after I got out, everything was fine.
Woodstock, 1994. It wasn't good. Woodstock, 1969.
That was the best Woodstock. There's only one
Woodstock. The Beatles should have been there. The John Lennon should have been there.
He should have been there with Chuck.
With Yoko. He should have been there with Chuck Yoko.
Chuck Berry and Yoko.
Yeah.
He should have taken... He was, if
Paul, as you haven't already heard, that the Runner Gunner and I have discovered that Paul McCartney was a womanizer back in 1968.
Was if he really? I didn't even know that. I'm barely learning this for the first time.
Don't try to taint his name.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay, so the truth is that Paul McCartney was womanizing like 158 ladies a year.
Wait a minute.
For like
what are you
5 months
about?
Straight.
Gunner, what the heck are you saying?
All I'm saying...
That one of the most famous guys who ever wrote the best music...
Had all the ladies in the world? Yes. That's what I'm saying. The one of the most famous guys that you've ever known ladies in the world.
That kind
of
makes sense in a way. In a silly way, I would think that makes sense.
But Paul went for it.
Yeah. So, we're talking about Ringo the Virgin here, and...
John the
Ringo
Virgin.
Ringo didn't do anything. All he did was strum the drums that...
John the Pure and Ringo the Virgin.
Two of the best guys ever were, you know, rhythm.
It is Monday
bass,
the 13th.
And then...
You are listening to the Monday Morning Show. Guess what? Runner and Gunner by... We just come off a six session of the Wednesday edition,
where
we recorded my father, Gunner's father.
Butts down, getting
and
down
come on, what's more controversial than interviewing your own dad? And so that's what I did. And you know, you're listening to this. This
right
is the,
after the sickest interview ever.
Yeah,
and he told us
this is the quick
the
statement
stuff,
of
so
what happened this Wednesday.
Know, so your dad
this
had
is the
met
Monday morning show, and you know how great my weekend
his dad
was.
Actually,
you know how many
seen
beers
John
I drank with
flesh.
Runner. How many beers did I drink with you over the course of this weekend?
Oh, 180. Half of a three.
I had
but 100. That was pretty close.
Half of a three. That's what I had.
I think I had 360.
Hey, come on. I ain't freaking Jim Morrison.
I think my head went 360. But besides that...
I drink beers, though. Come on. Let's get it right.
I had probably a few more than that. But yeah.
Hey, drink a little beers. Smoke a little weed.
Nope.
You get so high on some Heinekens and Buds.
Have a great time and let those things collide into your mind.
Anyways.
And you will feel better than you did the day before or the time before or the hour,
anyways,
minute, second.
Woodstock, 1969. It happened.
Of course it did.
Guess what else? The Crystals weren't there on Motown. Why why doesn't Beyonce acknowledge the Crystals?
More? Beyonce? Well, Beyonce...
I
love
bad.
Beyonce.
Hold on.
I love Beyonce, by the way. And
I love all the girl rappers
cool
of all days.
I just want to say peace.
My question is, not Beyonce to pick a fight on her. What is the reason girl rappers of today do not even acknowledge
the Crystals? Who started? So you're talking about this group. I know who you're talking about.
What is the
I know
reason?
Who the Crystals
That's what I'm
are.
Saying.
And
There's
I know they
reason.
Started off with a lot of cool songs. They are
that is
one
definitely
of the best
not the reason,
ever.
Though. The reason, let me tell you what the reason is.
I know what the reason is, but I want to say it so you can.
They do not have as much talent as the Crystals. So in order to beat the Crystals, you have to make more money. So then you can be like, at least I made more money than the Crystals.
Well,
however, the Runner Gunner, I know.
Cheers.
That we are better than Paul and Ringo. Definitely not Paul and John.
Paul
but I
and
do know
Ringo
that we can make more money than
I
Paul
think
and Ringo.
And John.
Definitely.
Well, not
not
all
more
of
than
them.
Paul and John if John is still alive.
Yeah,
but I'm saying
they are both
that
I
would acknowledge Paul and Ringo every step of the way if I was as musically talented as they are.
Well... If
and
I was
as
musically
businessly
talented
capable
as
they are,
John Lennon, then I would have just said,
"I didn't say John."
Well, mates, I hope you have a good night, and then everybody would just get puffed and go to sleep.
John got
but
shot.
But on Mondays, by they someone got a fight traffic.
Who ran away. So we don't even know who shot John. Is the
worst thing.
Someone ran up to John.
We know who shot John.
No, we don't. He shot.
What are you tripping on? His name? He's locked up.
He ran up to John, shot him, and ran away, and nobody ever caught him. We don't know his name.
Yeah, he got away, and
we can't acknowledge him.
And he's not even a person who exists. Give him triple life next time.
And in case you ever find him, give him triple life. But we don't know his name. He doesn't have a name. He's not good enough to have a name. He doesn't deserve a name. So he's just some guy who ran up to John and ran away. Oh, I know his name. I got it. Charles Lee Roy.
Pretty close, but not close enough.
No, that was it. Remember?
That was pretty much his name. Yeah, that was his name. And then that was the guy who got caught doing things that were undocumented. And
but anyways, we got a commercial break coming.
We are saying peace to you guys. Our producers are
giving us the
lovers and finger signal. Have a great day on Monday. Do your thing. But before this, I'm talking about before we get into the next subject, we have got to go to these quick commercial breaks. I got books. I got jewels. I got jewelry.
How many books do you have?
So many books. So much jewelry. So many things stacked.
Where do you get it from?
I work at Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. At Secret. Crypto now. At Seek Crypto Now. Seek Crypto Now.
Seek Crypto Now. Seek Crypto Now. Now. Seek Crypto Now. Seek Crypto Now.
Why do you go to Seek Crypto Now?
Seek. Ah.
Why do you go to Seek Crypto Now?
Summer is upon us right now.
Cheersing.
Yeah.
And we're having beers. Summer's over, everybody. I'm sorry to
Summer's
say.
Over, everyone, and we're sorry, but it sucks for you guys because we had a great summer.
Oprah.
And things were going great.
Don't know about her anymore. I think she owns FC Island.
Things were just going great.
Power Rangers are still going on.
Power Rangers
Hollywood
are crazy.
Is still
Hollywood
a place
is the
that
place where it should be.
In Los Angeles. And Love and the Beatles are still very.
Love for
familiar.
The Beatles or Love in the Beatles? Have you ever heard of the Beatles? Wait a minute. Let me
I've
stop.
Heard,
you
I've
there.
Heard of the Beatles. Have you ever heard of the Rolling Stones?
Not much. I heard that they were just as good as the Beatles are behind.
What about the Association?
Mm-hmm.
You heard about that?
I've heard plenty about the Association. I love the Association, actually. I've seen them in concert. They're about 150 years old, but I've seen them.
Well, let me tell you.
Your dad had seen them way before we did, so, I mean, damn. He beat me way before.
Let me tell
but
you.
When I seen them, I was feeling pretty good. And then
sometimes I feel so good that it gets hard to stand. I try to stand tall. I try to stand tall, anyways. But you know, because I have so much strength in myself, blessings overweigh me. Blessings are heavy, you know. Blessings are pretty heavy, you know.
Yep. Blessings are the best thing you have.
Blessings are pretty heavy. If
they
you
are down.
Know me out there, then you know that I know what a blessing is and. You know, sometimes blessings can weigh you down. It's like, oh, this is so good. You keep on going. But then you feel like your normal weight, you know, it feels a little better.
So everybody who's blessed out there, you got to feel blessed because everything is the best in your life if you make it what it is supposed to be. And if you follow your dreams and if you do not follow your dreams and go a different route, then you know, things will go a different direction. So that's what you're supposed to do. And it doesn't really matter about anybody else or what the hell they say. But if you feel a different way, like, hey, I got to follow what my parents do. I got to follow what they do, then that's on you. Because I never felt that way in my life. I've only felt like I wanted to follow what the frick direction I'm going. And as long as that direction is the correction in your mental state, then you'll be okay. But if it's not, if you felt like, you know, you messed up and things were going horrible, just like you made a horrible decision to get with the worst girl ever and she freaking beat you and she treats you like crap, then you don't want to stay in that situation. You should get on to another level. And there are levels below and above. So nobody never is above. But we love everybody below or above. It doesn't really matter to us because you guys are all our audience and that's what we are down for. You guys, we just want to inform you and keep you freaking updated with everything that we do and get down with. The truth is that. So, yeah, get down with it. And everybody else who is not there really listening forever, then you guys got to get the fuck out of here. Oops. But everybody else, stay with us all time. And stay tuned because it's going to be the one of the all-time greats that you will ever hear.
That's right. And you know what? Speaking of which, we're going to change the subject real quick after these commercial breaks.
Quick commercial break.
Oh, man, I got dirt all over my shirt. I don't know what's going to clean this.
Tide Pods can go round and round, clean it up and down.
Yes. My shirts are so shiny now.
Swish, swish, round and round. Tide.
Tide.
We're right, back in this Monday morning show, the Printer Gunner Show.
Monday morning.
Here we go.
I love back. Monday mornings.
Monday mornings and, are the best.
We always say,
the best shows. Cheers to Monday morning.
If you got a good Monday morning, you can have a great life. So my particular investigation is with this Monday morning is that why don't people act more sophisticated?
Sophisticated. Wait a minute. Should they act sophisticated?
You're
or
right.
Should they not?
But my real question
depends.
Was...
It depends if
what
they're
is the
in
reason
a sophistication world.
People exist online. That is my real question. What is the reason people
well,
exist
Well, I can't
online?
Answer that because I think they have the hornies. Oh!
Oh, me
that
too!
One.
That's what I think too.
Because when I existed online...
The only reason there is gamers.
Back in 2028... Something like that. I used to have horns. No, no.
Yep, me too.
Nope. That wasn't the reason.
Back in 1995, the only reason for my online gaming was the hornies.
And those online games used to take time to load up and from telephone to telephone because everybody just plug it into their.
Oh, wait, but we actually.
So it took so long.
We actually would invite those people over, those ladies over.
Well, yeah, that was back then. That's when it was so then, way better because you could communicate with a female and just tell her.
I didn't even care.
Come here.
If I was freaking.
My direction.
If I was 19 year old. If I was 19 years old. If I was 19 years old right now, I guarantee you that Greg Gonzalez would be calling all the ladies over off their freaking PlayStation accounts.
Heck.
Oh,
yeah.
You live near me? You're coming over. I used to do the MySpace to my place. That's what we used to call it back in the day.
Yes.
And guess who told me about that? First of all, BJ Herman. Let's not talk about BJ Herman.
Let's not talk about him. We only got a few minutes.
This is a long time ago, but I used to do it even before that. BJ Herman just like confirmed that it was the new way. Anyways, PlayStation Network. All you ladies on PlayStation Network talking to hot girls, get with them, knock them up, have babies, make love, reproduce, make money. Money is not bad. I know your grandfather says that if you make money, you will go to hell, but that is not further than the truth than if at all possible. If it is not possible, it is the only way that he would say it. He doesn't know. Make a bunch of money, and then give it all to God, and be like, hey, the Bible was right, not my grandfather.
Yep.
And you just have
right.
a great time, listen up to everyone that you know is right, and have a great time because the lady that you love is right there. All you got to do is freaking manipulate her into knowing that doing it is a good thing. And then it doesn't matter what you look like. You could just be there ready, happy, and available. And if you're available, that means you could reproduce. And if you reproduce, I actually think that we should have more babies in this earth, don't you?
Well, I think that they, yeah, Gunnar, I think you got a point because, yeah, the babies were here to make more babies and to, you know, increase this world and this culture, which we call land and all that stuff. And I think it's true that we have to keep on going with our lives and keep on learning at the same time, you know, keep on going and learning what's going on in this world. And our cultures have to be very culture unified, very deeper than this school system would ever teach us, because they really don't teach us too much. And the honesty is that I really had to learn on my own, actually. I don't talk like it, but yeah, I had to learn on my motherfucking freaking own. See, that's where, there we go. That's how I talk like it. But yes, I did. And I had to scrounge and scheme for my own books, find them in the trash, pick them up, read them, believe them, if it was a lie. And then I was like, man, without a denial, I'm going to keep on reading because I'm going to make my next seed smarter and smarter and retain and regain the information and stick it in their brain.
Anybody who's out there who listens to Run and Gunner Show, you know what time it is.
Yeah.
It is time for that two minute rundown.
Yeah.
Gronkowski.
Sucked four people.
That Buccaneers match on Friday night.
And that was the comeback of Thursday night football.
He sucked four people.
And I can't believe Brady did that incredible comeback. And then everybody played. Sunday was a great day. Everybody got down in regular season NFL, won season one, game one. And now the Raiders play tonight versus the Baltimore Ravens. Who will win? It's going to be a crazy game. I don't know. It's up in the air.
Raiders,
I really do hope that they beat
the first Monday night football.
Yeah, first Monday night football game of the season. It's going to be insane.
2022.
And it's going to be packed. It's going to be packed, I guarantee you. But did you know that the Raiders require a shot to go into their... Because of, I think, Al Davis rules. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Because I am Raider Nation. I don't give a shit.
What do you mean? They changed the rules yet again? How am I not surprised?
It's called It Doesn't Matter. Raiders, try your best.
It doesn't matter. Also, guess what? On October 9th, John Lennon's birthday is coming up, and so is Runner's birthday. They have the same birthday.
Yeah.
John Lennon and Runner have the same birthday.
They do?
What are you going to do for your birthday, Runner? What are you going to do for John Lennon's birthday?
Oh.
Any suggestions? Any ideas?
Well, all I can think of is a lot of shots and a lot of sits.
Yes, Hennessy.
And that's all I can think of.
All the news, freaking.
It's going to be on a day where everyone's invited.
We're going to do a lot of good things forever. And
so that's coming up very soon, you're right. And
we're going to do everything we can do to make good things happen because I'm just so filled with love that I can't think of a bad thing to say to anybody. A lot of good things have been happening to me, but also a lot of great things have been happening to me, too.
Only the best
I can't,
things.
Like, side shop the great things that have been happening to me because the great things that have been happening to me have outweighed the bad things by far.
Yeah, every day. Every day. Me too. Me too.
My whole life.
Only beautiful things.
And it's just accumulated until this year, and thank God I don't have any, you know,
scars,
evil scars in my life.
Thank God you ain't crippled, because I should have been crippled my ass.
But you can't hide when you're crippled inside.
I got so many lucky times myself, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right, everybody. This was the Runner and Gunner Show.
The Runner and Gunner Show.
Monday morning.
The freaking sunshine.
Think about what you want.
We're talking about summertime is ending very soon, so let's enjoy this out there, people, before it turns into fall.
You have.
Once fall happens,
want
get ready for leaves
have.
And start raking your rakes. Really love you all.
Solid.
Remember that I'm not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during or post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank